Let's give these old barns a chance because they tell us a lot about our agricultural history. In a lot of cases, they tell us a lot about our family and community history, too.
And that's Kent Yeager, president of the Indiana Barn Foundation. Last weekend, the organization hosted an historic barn tour in Shelby County that featured one unique barn built near Waldron in 1910.
This barn has 12 sides, which I believe in Indiana there were, I think, 18, fewer than 20 of these that ever existed anyway. So we wanted to highlight it for the historic value of it, if nothing else. I hope they can find a way to use it, but it's got significant historic value, I think, to the state, to agriculture, and that's what a lot of this work is about with these old barns.
One effort that's been made to keep more of these barns around is that significant property tax deductions are available for barns built before 1950.
We didn't want people to have a reason to say, I'm going to let that barn go or I'm going to tear it down so I don't have to pay property taxes on it. So at least we eliminated that reason, or people can eliminate that by being able to take advantage of not paying taxes on it. It's a small thing in the context of the value of a lot of these barns, but it is important and hopefully people will take advantage of it.
Yeager says the ultimate goal is to restore many of these barns and repurpose them, many of which have already been turned into wedding venues, wineries, retail shops, and restaurants.
One of the things that happened, of course, is that machinery outsized a lot of these barns. And even people with livestock became very specialized. And we lost the purpose that some of these were originally built for. So the more people can do to find another purpose, that is the best thing to maintain them.
Learn more about the Indiana Barn Foundation at indianabarns.org. I'm CJ Miller.